In both Iraq and Afghanistan, the United States depends on troops who had expected to be out of the service by now. They're kept in by so-called stop-loss rules. Today, a federal appeals court takes up the case of a National Guardsman who is challenging those rules. Sergeant Emilio Santiago says the government has no right to send him to Afghanistan because he finished his 8-year contract obligation to the Oregon National Guard. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Last night, as Santiago and his family drove up to Seattle, where a panel of federal judges will hear his case today, he said he hoped they'd see things his way, that as far as he's concerned, he's done with the military.
My contract expired last June, and, I just wanted to get out.
Last year, just as Santiago was getting ready to leave the Guard, his unit was put on alert for deployment. His superiors told Santiago he had to stay on. They cited a 1983 law, informally known as the stop-loss policy. It allows the Pentagon to keep soldiers in their units after their time of service expires. Since 9/11, thousands of soldiers and Marines have been stop-lossed, as they say. Army spokesman Brian Hilferty says the military understands this can be a hardship, but it's necessary.
The nation's at war, I mean, like it or not, and we are stop-lossing units deploying to a combat theater to ensure they train, fight, and redeploy as a team.
But Santiago's supporters argue that the nation is not at war, at least not a war declared by Congress. The current use of the stop-loss law is based on the national emergency declared by President Bush on September 14, 2001. Santiago's lawyer, Stephen Goldberg, says there's nothing about this in the contract signed by his client.
This situation was not listed as one of the situations where his enlistment could be extended. It made very clear that if the president declared a national emergency, he could be ordered to active duty. But it said nothing about extending the enlistment in that period of time.
Goldberg feels so strongly about this, he's even visited Oregon high schools to warn students about the risks of trusting the military's promises. But attorneys who take the government side say that's a distortion of what it means to enlist in the military.
The courts have never treated enlistment contracts as common law employment bargains.
Brian Boyle was, until recently, the principal deputy associate attorney general at the Justice Department. He says this lawsuit challenges the military's cohesiveness in a time of crisis.
In emergent circumstances such as we've got here with the war on terrorism, if the president, in anticipation of the mobilization of reserve units, couldn't keep the unit together, the president's power to defend the country as commander-in-chief would be significantly compromised.
Lieta Ruger is a volunteer for a national support group calling itself Military Families Speak Out. She says the stop-loss rule is forcing her nephew and son-in-law back to Iraq for a second tour. She takes exception to the fact that stop-loss was invoked without a formal declaration of war by Congress.
If a military family is going to send their loved one, they need to know why their loved one is there and how long we can expect this country to be at war or not war. So yes, it makes a great deal of difference to me.
As for Emiliano Santiago, he continues to obey orders under the stop-loss rule. Despite his lawsuit, he trained for his deployment, and following today's court hearing, he has 2 days to follow his unit to Kandahar. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.